Welcome to
Midnight Circle
from your friends at House of Whimsical Terror,
a chat about curious topics.
And this week's topic is Catacombe dei Cappuccini. And I'm sure I butchered that, so we welcome our Italian friends to correct us.
Let us know.
Yeah, tell us how to correctly pronounce that. I can't even say that.
Okay.
Words in English.
That's okay, because I forgot my microphone when we started.
Yes, she did.
But here I am.
I know. I'm glad you're back. And this is part of our When in Rome series.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three special
bonus episodes
for all of you. So this trip is pretty amazing. And Mary set it up with really fabulous places and spookiness and oldness.
So much hauntedness.
Ancientness.
Yeah. So there's so much. Where do we begin? Well, let us begin here. So by far the most famous of the many places of death Rome hosts is the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to talk about that today.
Nope.
Because we will do that in another episode. So we have a special topic, and it's much more obscure.
Yes.
So the spookiest, weirdest place that we have ever been, and we have been to some
really spooky
weird places.
Yep.
But the spookiest, weirdest place we've ever been was the Capuchin Crypt in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
It holds the remains of over 8,000 souls. Like, that's so many.
Yes.
It's five rooms of literal human bones crafted into beautiful household objects like chandeliers, wall art, and candle holders. There's the crypt of the skulls, the crypt of the leg bones, the crypt of the pelvises, and so on. And among the art hang and lay the mummies of friars as they hold eternal vigil over the bones of their brothers. Their skin is desiccated and it's taut, and their hair pokes out from under their robes as they lay in and out of their caskets. The preservation of corpses at the time included removing the vital organs, stuffing the cavity with hay, and leaving it to dry out in the sun. Looking closely, you actually may glimpse some of the hay extruding from the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, some bodies are preserved due to the soil and the ventilation of the cellars. As you wander the crypts, the dark, rich soil covers all the floors.
Yes.
And it's just remarkable, extraordinary, and creepy sight.
It is. And the art is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Like, you have to remind yourself after a while that they are different bones. Like, you've mm-hmm. got, how do you make art out of pelvises? It's very strange.
And
or leg bones. Clocks. The clock was like a recurring theme. And it's the whole idea of time is running, to remember that time is running out. It was a really eerie experience.
And it was. Some of the chandeliers were really quite remarkable, though, I must say. I don't know about having one over my dining table.
Yeah.
But it was appealing.
Yes. And the flowers, flowers I've made out of the bones of their loved ones, their brethren.
As I was admiring them, I thought, yikes, what's wrong with us?
Yes. So some of the history. So in 1630, when the Capuchins arrived with their 300 carts of the remains of their dead brethren, no one knew they would someday make art from the bones, and no one knows why they ever did. And the reason they arrived with these carts was because they split up from the Franciscans. Because they felt they weren't adhering to St. Francis's, commitment to the poor.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they took their dead and they left.
Yes.
And made some art.
Yeah.
So there are over 500,000 bones that make up the art covering the walls and ceilings of the crypts. And they are covered. They're absolutely
covered, like wall to wall.
Wall, ceiling. Everything. Mm-hmm. As time moved on, benefactors of the Capuchin monks could be interred there, and so could their loved ones. So the most curious of the occupants of the catacombs is 2-year-old Rosalia Lombardo. We did not have the pleasure of visiting her, but she was interred in 1920. Mm-hmm. After dying of pneumonia, her body was preserved by a special process developed by a man named Solafia, mm-hmm. but he himself died soon afterwards, so we don't know what his process was.
Mm-hmm.
She rests in a glass casket, perhaps so she may look out upon the world were she to one day wake. Seeing her, she suits the nickname Sleeping Beauty, as her corpse is so finely preserved. If you look her up, you will see how lifelike her body remains. It really looks
absolutely
like a child just laying in their glass-covered crib.
Breathtaking. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, is that even possible?
Right.
Unbelievable.
As we said, we didn't get to see her, but
just the
others. And some people have seen her and been able to take video and pictures, and you'll see babies on either side of her in their like eternal cribs, kind of mummified, but she looks lifelike.
She does.
So in one of the rooms, we encountered a sign that read, I think it was the last room that said, "What you are now, we once were. What we are now, you shall be." And even the Marquis de Sade said, after he visited in 1775, that he'd never seen anything more impressive. He was probably impressed for a different reason.
Truly
than we were.
So. Yes.
Yes.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's like a great Google review, Marquis de Sade. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of makes me a little sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
But we know that the monks were doing this out of love for their, dead brethren. So that's different than what the Marquis de Sade might have.
Perhaps. Yes. So that's what we have. That's it.
That is.
We'll have more.
Yes. And you all should go see these photos. As we said, mm-hmm. we weren't allowed to video or photograph, so we did not.
But others did.
Others did. Some people paid a lot of money to be able to photograph, too, mm-hmm. so they had permission, and you can look those up.
Yeah.
We did get some postcards, but
others
are probably still in my suitcase. So
they probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We highly encourage you to explore and roam around. And take a look at some of the just remarkable things.
Yeah.
And then we will share more in another couple episodes.
If you've been here, let us know about it.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear.
Yeah. But until next time, thanks for joining us.